السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 29th of Shawwal 1442. We focus on chapter 14, Surah to Ibrahim, verses number 8 and number 9. Alhamdulillah, that today is the day of Jumu'ah and it is the 29th of Shawwal. We should be scanning the sky tonight for the new moon. It is more than 28 hours, so the chances are very good. So every one of us, inshallah, make a concerted effort. Once the new moon and crescent is sighted, then we say, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, make this month of Dhul-Qa'dah a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the entire humanity and ummah. Wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness. We thank our brother Junaid Khan, brother Zakaria. May all Almighty Allah grant Mauna Arafat, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and all those who are ill, shifa e kamil. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Hence we focus on chapter 14, verses number 8 and 9. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ And Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, said, he was dark in complexion, he had sheepish hair. When you study the Ahadith Mubarakah and the Bible, so Almighty Allah elevated him so much. His Mubarak blessed name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran regarding the prophets and messengers 136 times. Subhanallah. See how Almighty Allah elevates whosoever He wishes. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ He gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. He disgraces whoever He wishes. How He disgraced the tinpot dictator, and that was the Pharaoh. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ Telling his people, the Israelites, إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا If you are ungrateful, I mentioned to you yesterday, one word is shukr, to be grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and one word is kufran, to be ungrateful. Therefore the non-Muslim are called kuffar, because they are ungrateful. Almighty Allah showers His bounties, favors upon them, recurring, and they go and worship some idol, they go and worship some creation, or they reject the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, or reject the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or reject the Quran, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. In takfuru antum, if you are ungrateful, wa man fil ardi jami'a, and whosoever on this earth is ungrateful, meaning the entire human race, all the jinn, the entire creation becomes, remember, non-Muslim, Allah forbid, like just before the day of justice, before the day of judgment, all people become so ungrateful. And I mentioned to you the reason yesterday, that the excessive love for wealth has saturated our hearts. So jami'an fa inna Allah laghaniyyun Hamid. Then remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is self-sufficient. Me and you and the entire creation can never be self-sufficient. Every minute, every moment, every second, we need the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah is showing us now, call it a pandemic, call it a plandemic, and see Every person, one way or the other, have been negatively impacted. It shows how hopeless, useless we are, despite people saying we have great scientists, professors, doctors, medical fraternity. Allah gave one virus and human being has been moving helter-skelter. So only Almighty Allah is self-sufficient, Hamid, the one who is worthy of praise. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants us to wonder, ponder and reflect in history. History, not our South African history or other countries' history only. The real history, and that is where there was the conflict between Haqq and Batil, between truth and falsehood. And always the falsehood perished and always the truth has prevailed. And even today you will see that. So Almighty Allah is reminding us, reflect and take lessons from the past. Alam ya'atikum. What has it not come to you? Naba'ul ladhina min qablikum, the important news, information of the nations before you who came to this world. Qawmi Nuh alayhi salatu salam and his people, and then they rebelled, and how Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala sent the floods and the deluge. We all know about Noah and the ark. So we see Almighty Allah wants that we must reflect over such incidents. Then Almighty Allah speaks about the people of Ad and Thamud. We know to the people of Ad, wa ila Adin akhahum Huda, that Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them. But what happened? They were people who were so proud and arrogant. Almighty Allah sent a wind and a hurricane for 1 week, for 7 nights and 8 days. And Almighty Allah demolished, decimated, destroyed them. And you see the people of Thamud. You go today there and you will see how Almighty Allah destroyed them there in Madain as-Salih. So we went to all these places and Almighty Allah says, go and travel so that you take Ibrah and lesson from there. Powerful, powerful nations. Almighty Allah gave them 3 days and thereafter decimated, destroyed and demolished them. Wa'adiu, for them the winds came. Wa Thamud, and for them they were punished, remember, from the heavens and skies and from the land and sand, because they made a mockery of what Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam informed them. And they killed the she-camel and they were prepared to murder Nabi Salih alayhi salam, Allah forbid. But Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protected Nabi Salih alayhi salam and they were destroyed. Walladina min ba'dihim, and the people who came after them. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, all of them, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So we see that they came and always the conflict continued. La ya'alamuhum illallah. No one knows them except Almighty Allah. All the details are only there by Almighty Allah. Ja'athum rusuluhum bil bayyinat. The messengers were selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. Came to them with clear signs and miracles. What was their response? Fa et ta'qib. Hence, thereafter, subsequently, raddu aydiyahum fi afwahihim. They inserted their fingernails in their mouth and they were biting it and chewing it out of rage and anger. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala punished them because they remained on that batil and falsehood. See their arrogance. Waqalu, the people to whom they were sent to, these messengers and prophets, peace be upon them. Inna kafarna bima ursiltum bihi. Indeed, we reject and deny with the message with which you have been sent. We reject the message and we reject the messenger, Allah forbid. Wa inna lafi shakkim mimma tad'unana ilayhi murib. This will resonate with you, what's happening today. The people in the science fraternity, medical fraternity, and in other faculties and facilities people have, now they think that they can shape their own destiny. And they say that, I don't say all obviously, but we will say many or majority. Lafi Shakim, they say, surely we are in doubt. Mimma tad'unana ilay murib, and we have serious, serious doubts. Shak is doubt, and murib is serious, serious doubt. We are skeptical of it. So that is what the science fraternity, medical fraternity will say. Majority of them in this day and this age. May Almighty Allah always protect our iman. Inshallah, 11:20 South African time, the khutbah will be delivered by Sheikh Sudais from Makkah Mukarramah, and thereafter we will translate it, and then dua inshallah. My Jumu'ah will be there inshallah in Sufi Masjid here in Indonesia. And second, alhamdulillah, the response has been very good. And now last night we started with group number 7. Those of you who want to join, so you join group number 6 or group number 7. And remember that all these groups that we are, the material that comes out is all the same. So if you are in group 3 or 4 or 5, you just remain on that, then you don't come and join 6 and 7. It will be just duplication. And remember that we have to scan the sky, inshallah, this evening and look for the new moon. It's more than 28 hours. Very good chance of seeing it. So Allah Jalla Wala make this month of Zulqa'dah a month of goodness and righteousness for all of us. Inshallah, my brother Junaid Khan here will ask the questions and then we will respond. Born with the grace and mercy of all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First up question, Mufti, how do we accept a natural death? While speaking to my sister yesterday and holding her hand, she smiled and closed her eyes just to realize that she has passed on. Mufti, is Allah Ta'ala testing me or her? She wasn't even sick.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has informed us. Surah number 3, chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. There is not a creation, there is not a person who will live forever. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, prophets and messengers, they had to pass away. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. You, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise will also take place, and they also will die and pass away. Nabi Isa, Prophet Jesus, will come back. He will dispatch Dajjal there between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem in a place called Lud, straight to Jahannam and Hellfire. And there will be many other things, but thereafter he'll pass away in Madinah Munawwarah, be buried there as well. So that is what the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believes in. So you say, and remember, Almighty Allah states, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajah. Only Almighty Allah was, is, will always be. He is the Khalik, the only exclusive creator. The rest, everybody in the universe and creation, a makhluk, creation, we have a starting, we have an ending. We have to die and pass away. You should be very grateful, my brother, that your sister passed away. She looked at you and she had a smile. And she's meeting Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Raziyatan Mardiya. Allah is pleased with her. She is pleased with Almighty Allah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Enter into my servants and enter into my jannat and my paradise which I prepared for you. She did not suffer. There was no pain and so forth and so on. So it's a blessing in disguise. What must you do? You as a brother, sister, so you must read Surah 59, chapter 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters, our siblings, and remember the entire ummah, whether we know or do not know. We make dua for them even after their demise and death with the proviso they passed away with iman and Islam. ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. Forgive us and forgive those brothers, sisters of ours, Muslim brothers, Muslim sisters who passed away with Iman. If she was married, she had children, then you, the children, grandchildren, Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. So may Almighty Allah grant her Jannat al-Firdaus, all the marhumin who passed away with Iman and Islam, and all the families Allah Jalla wa Allah grant you Sabre Jameel.
Next question. Shaitan captures hearts more easily of the poor people than the rich. Is it not our job as Muslims to assist the poor people to despise Shaitan?
You must remember the Shaitan, he don't only attack the poor, he attacks everybody. Because of his pride and arrogance, he will never see Jannah and Paradise again. So when he was, remember these two words I'm saying. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Adam and Eve, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were in Jannah and Paradise. The Iblis, the Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, call whatever you want, he was also there in Paradise. So Almighty Allah transferred Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, yea, to this world. There you will say transferred. Because of a mistake, he forgot. Quran says, فَنَسِيَ آدَمُ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ أَزْمَى. So he and his wife, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, Adam and Eve, they both ate from the tree. What type of tree? All that the Quran Sharif is silent. And remember, the authentic ahadith are silent. What is mentioned is just ijtihad and people's opinions and so forth. Anyway, so Iblis, Shaitan, Lucifer, his was not a transfer, it was expulsion. Get out from here. You are kicked out. Never will you see Jannah and Paradise again. So he, the Iblis, the Shaitan, so what he did, he took various oaths and he said, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Chapter 4 and verse 119. He said, وَلَوْذِلَّنَّهُمْ, I will lead them astray. I will command them to do with the vices, and I will change them. Today you see the transgender. The person is born Eve, suddenly Eve becomes Steve. And the person is born Steve, and Steve suddenly becomes Eve. So all the satanic activity, totally haram, unlawful, not permissible in Islam. Chapter 4, verse number 119. So he will attack everybody. Male, female, rich and poor, everybody. Because he says, what must I do alone there in Jahannam and the hellfire? So, yes, this is true, that Nabi Muhammad rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the people who are poor, for them to leave Islam, that will be a bigger challenge for them. كَادَ الْفَقْرُ أَيْ يَكُونَ كُفْرًا. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you will find that when there is poverty, then the people are more, remember, liable for them or easier for them, that they go into kufr and blasphemy and leave Islam. And we know the enemies of Islam, they exploit this. They will use money or they will use women. And then they will draw them towards their religion and they exploit the poverty of the Muslim and other people. So that is true. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. So therefore, it is our duty as Muslims, we must empower people. The poor, poor Muslims, we must give them zakat and don't consider it a burden. Fulfill our duty with beauty. And humanity at large, how many million people today are suffering, you must remember, and Muslim and non-Muslim. So we must empower everybody. For the non-Muslim, give them sadaqah, voluntary charity. And for the Muslim, you give them zakat. Today the G7, the big countries are meeting. But you see, every one of their ideas and plans is what? The capitalism. The rich must get richer and the poor must get poorer. They want world domination. That is the crime committed by the modern society and secularism and by Zionism and by, remember, the sale, capitalism. So all this here is a failed prescription. You can never ever empower people with these type of poison plans and so forth.
Sir, my name is Dominique. Is the Palestinian war a religious war? Why do Jews want Muslims out of their own space?
Remember that we say when you start, then they have already, you see the Jews, the Quran says, Layyam bi al-sinatihim. When they speak with a forked tongue. See, easy, my brother Dominique, easy for me to remember your name, because when I was there in Newcastle, so I was there in there for 20 years, you know, teaching and so forth. So the street we were in, where our seminary, where our Darul Uloom was, the university was, is called St. Dominic Street, you see. So easy for me to remember that. My brother Dominique, today, when the Jutlas, when the Jews, when the Zionists, when the apartheid rogue terrorist regime of Israel say peace, they don't mean P-E-A-C-E, they mean P-I-E-C-E, how to steal and occupy, remember, more and more land against international law and against every law. Remember, that is their DNA, to occupy and steal. So that is what peace process are we talking about. That's number one. Number two, you must remember that they came there as invaders and occupiers. If you know the history of Palestine, you will know that. Go study, my brother Dominique, I give you three incidents quickly. Go study in the 40s. The rogue regime of Israel came into existence officially on 14 May 1948. Go and study what Menachem Begin and them did there to the King David Hotel and how they murdered the British and others. So you must remember, these are the biggest terrorists. They are called the Irgun terrorists. They were real goons. I-R-G-U-N. Go and study what the Stern Gang did. And remember, another bunch of terrorists. Go and study what the Haganah gang did. Another bunch of terrorists. So remember that, therefore, we call them a terrorist state. And till today, you see what is happening. There in Sheikh Jarrah, people are living there for generations, 100, 200 years maybe, and more. The police will come, army will come, kick them out, and then the Jutla, the settler will come and occupy their land. You tell me that this is worse than the apartheid we experience in South Africa. So that is their aim. That the aim is Judaism has been hijacked by the Zionists, and Zionism is racism, and remember, it is a terrorist regime and an occupying regime. The only reason why they survived for the 73 years is because America's veto and the European nations like Germany. It's a shame and disgrace for Germany that they were the people who perpetrated the crime, but they want the Palestinians to suffer the consequences. That is your modern day politics. What a shame and disgrace that is.
Okay, I'm a piano man composing songs of happiness and joy. A Muslim guy asked me to write a Muslim song for him, but he says no musical instruments. Sir, the soul of music lives in the instruments. What good will it be without it?
Remember, my brother, that for you as a non-Muslim, you will require the instruments and so forth and so on. For us as Muslims, we say musical instruments are haram, are not permissible. And those of you who know Arabic, you should read the book Tahrimu Alati Turb by Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah. He gave me that book personally, alhamdulillah, hadha min fadli rabbi. That musical instruments are haram, that's the English translation. And otherwise, Islam or Musiki, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, he passed away now in this month, Shawwal, in 1976. We met him several times, alhamdulillah. And you, my brother, there, the piano champion, so what you should do, for the sake of interest, is coming now to weekend, so I'm giving you the title of the book and the compiler as well, so you should read it and see what Islam states. And I'll give you one, two reasons. The title of the book, my brother, is Slippery Stone. Slippery Stone. You know, sometimes you have a stone and it's slippery, then you're going to fall down. And the author is Khalid, K-H-A-L-I-D, K-H-L-I-D, Baig, B-A-I-G. One of the best books I have read regarding music and so forth. Every Muslim home should have it. Because today every Muslim home has the music, 99%, almost 95%, either with the TV or either with the radios or either with what. You have to listen to news before that, there'll be some music and it will just get in and come into our homes. So we should know that Islam does not allow. To you, the music master, we call you, okay? So now when you hit the piano, there's another word for it, but we don't familiar with these terms. So, down your audience, what they start doing? What they start doing, my brother? Then you already hypnotizing them. You're putting them into a trance. Their head will start moving. Their feet will start shaking, meaning that the movement there. And when they have a big now, because of COVID and all that, they're not allowing in the world. But if they have their big Woodstock and their big, you understand, concerts, then you will see the boy and girl, that they're gravitating towards one another. So you will be hitting the tunes with the piano and they will be shaking and then they'll come nearer and nearer. This one dancing with that one's wife, that one dancing with that one's daughter. Nearer and nearer they will come and then they go towards fornication, adultery. And that is what the Quran is teaching us. Wala taqrabu zina. Do not even go near fornication and adultery. So for you, my brother, you can use those words because you're not a Muslim. That the musical instruments are the soul or are the spirit for your inspiration. For us, my brother, the Quran Sharif is the greatest inspiration and motivation. And the Ahadith Mubarakah, the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. If you want peace, you want tranquility, then the divine prescription is Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. In the remembrance of Almighty Allah, you will find peace and contentment. And when you continue with music, you will find Satan and the party of Shaitan. You got the book, my brother, Piano Master, and that is Khalid Baig, B-A-I-G, Slippery Stone. Last question, Junaid Mota.
Sir, ignorance is bliss. How can we practice on something we have no knowledge of? Even worse, even try a remedy which was not tested. Are we apes?
So you must remember that our brother is saying that ignorance is bliss. So in Islam we say ignorance is bliss. No. Just before B, B-L-I-S-S, put a I. So we say ignorance is Iblis. You understand? It is satanic and so forth. You must remember what the brother is speaking about, what's going on today, and the trial and error, and so many people are impacted negatively. So many doctors, professors, doctors will tell you how dangerous it is for you to take this vaccine and so forth and so on and so forth. So therefore, we are very clear on this issue here. So remember that this is now experimental. Otherwise, to make a vaccine and all that takes years and years, you ask any medical expert. And this all became just together in few months. Why? The politicians were involved, governments were involved, the pharmaceutical companies were involved, and I sent out to you so much information. And speaking about that, we are now on group 6. Group 6 has place for a few more people, and we started group 7. So every day we're exposing more and more things regarding what they are suggesting and so forth. Read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us for his deen. I will see you at 11:20 South African time for the khutbah and sermon from Makkah Mukarramah. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.